This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to another episode of Mindset Monday. I don't know about you guys, but Monday is quickly becoming my favorite day of the week because I love doing these short Mindset Monday episodes, and I continue to get really, really strong feedback on them. So I hope you're enjoying these episodes as well. This week, I want to talk about something that, you know, for a lot of people may seem kind of like a no-brainer, but it's so impactful on improving your mindset. I think it's worth dedicating an episode for, and that's moving your body, exercise, and the benefits that it has, not only for your physical body, but actually for your mind. And there's a lot of science to back this. I mean, if you're like me, you've definitely felt the benefits, you know, on days where you exercise versus days where you don't. You know, for me, I have more clarity, I have more energy, I just feel better all around, including mentally. But there's actually a lot of science that kind of backs up why that is. And it's been proven that movement and brain health are inherently interconnected. And research suggests that physical exercise is just as beneficial for the brain as it is for the body. So, you know, think about it this way. The brain is really the control center for the body. And the body also directly impacts the functionality and the health of the brain. So engaging in exercise can, you know, have many benefits, including reducing anxiety and depression, improving just your mood, you know, which leads to better self-esteem. It can minimize stress, and it can enhance cognitive functioning. So there's many mental benefits that we get when we move our bodies and exercise, in addition to the physical benefits that we get. So, you know, here in some of the research I've done, and I've, you know, experienced all of this myself, quickly, here are like five key benefits that your mind gets from exercising on a regular basis. Number one, it can increase the size of your brain. So not only does exercise make the existing brain structures healthier, it can literally increase the size of the brain. Exercise stimulates and releases a neurotrophic factor within the brain, which facilitates the growth of new connections in the brain and improves the health of existing neurons. All right, so that's pretty sciencey, I realize, but basically, if you exercise regularly, not only will your muscles get bigger, but your brain will too, which is really one of the biggest muscles in the body. Secondly, it can help prevent memory loss. Moving increases oxygen and blood circulation throughout the body, including in the brain. Improved blood circulation in the brain translates to elevated mood and cognitive functioning. And studies actually show that working out just twice a week can prevent the cognitive decline that typically happens with age, things like memory loss and brain functionality. Thirdly, it helps improve sleep. And sleep is so key to performing at a high level. And the more you move your body, the better you're likely to sleep. Mindful movement and aerobic exercise indirectly boost mental health by helping to improve sleep patterns. It helps improve both the quality and the quantity of sleep that we're getting. I mentioned this before, but worth hitting again, reduces anxiety and depression, right? I mean, that's one of the biggest things that, you know, prevents people from having a strong mindset is they're, you know, so occupied with things that are making them anxious. So physical exercise actually produces an anti-anxiety effect in the brain. Both aerobic and mindful movement, things like yoga, help to activate and replenish GABA, G-A-B-A, which is a neurotransmitter that plays a crucial role in the body's response to stress. Regular exercise both decreases and prevents depression, helping the body and the brain relax and de-stress. And as a result of all of that, it also helps to boost your mood. You know, working out enhances chemicals in the brain like dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine that are associated with an improved mood and decreased stress. So that's some actual science backing up why we feel better when we do move our bodies. And again, this may sound like a no-brainer to a lot of people, and I know I've certainly experienced this myself for years and years. I've noticed that, you know, when I do exercise or move my body, I feel better all the way around, and especially mentally. But it wasn't until, you know, more recently that I've actually started scheduling in, you know, time throughout my day to exercise, and I'm making it a priority. Whereas used to, it would be, hey, if I can get it in, great, but I've got all these other things in my schedule, and only if I have enough time will I exercise or find time to move my body. Well, making that a priority and building it into your schedule or building it into part of your morning routine, I think is key to maintaining a strong and healthy mindset. And you have to prioritize it. I mean, think about all the interviews I've done on the podcast. I ask every guest that comes on about their morning routine. You know, I haven't actually gone through and crunched the numbers, but my guess is, you know, at least 75% of the people that have a morning routine, some form of exercise is a part of that because they realize that if they prioritize exercise, if they build it into a part of their daily routine, they're going to reap the benefits from it. So I would just really encourage everyone listening in, if you're not already prioritizing exercise and healthy movement of your body, do so. And I mean, I'm not talking that you have to be, you know, like lifting weights hardcore every day to get these type of benefits. It can literally be something as simple as, you know, doing 10 or 15 minutes of yoga in the morning or stretching. You know, for me, going for a 15 or 20 minute walk midday can be a game changer for me. Just getting out, getting some sunshine, getting some fresh air, getting away from the desk, the computer, all the screens that we all spend so much time looking at. Just being conscious about these things. And again, making it a priority, building it into your schedule. You know, if we make the time to take care of ourselves and make that a priority, we will perform better in all other areas versus kind of neglecting our own self-care, I guess, if you want to call it that, then you're going to suffer in a lot of other areas, and it's going to make your life more difficult all around. So that's really the kind of message I wanted to get across today, because I know for me, this is something that, you know, has been a complete game changer for me when I finally did start prioritizing, you know, my health and working out, exercising, getting some sort of movement in on a regular basis. I saw benefits in every other area of my life, and particularly mentally, you know, much better mindset all the way around. So that's kind of the short episode that I wanted to share with you guys today, which is simply move your body and improve your mindset. It's that simple, but you've got to make the time to do it. If you just kind of leave it to chance and hope that you end up with enough time at the end of the day, chances are you're probably not going to get that workout in or that exercise. So make it a priority, find a way to build it into part of your daily routine. I know for me, I always feel better when I get some sort of movement or exercise in the morning. I'm not always great with that, but I get it in at some point during the day. For me, it's a great way to break the day up and, you know, give me another kind of boost of energy to finish the day strong and take care of everything that I need to. So I'll leave you guys with that. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Go drop in and move your body. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.